The Rodal place looks like most other flatland farms north of Thief River Falls. Wide, snow-swept fields, separated by banked roads and drainage ditches holding a few feet of rapidly freezing water. Daryl Rodal himself is lean, about 40, with a face showing years of work in persistent winds.
We're looking at my barley field of about 100 acres that completely drowned it out in the first few days of July. The water was unable to run off into the 83 system because it's gone in such disrepair. It would not take the water from the field.
The problem, Rodal says, is State Ditch 83, also called the Thief River. It's clogged with beaver dams, silt, and trees that have grown up on its banks and fallen in. It takes a long time for spring runoff to run off, and if the ditch is full and the fields are soaked, a day's hard rain can work ruin. So last summer, Rodal and 15 of his neighbors signed a petition asking the Red Lake Watershed District to redredge Ditch 83, speed up the water, rescue their farms.
If it doesn't happen, we stand to be flooded for more duration as the system continues to deteriorate. Our land will become less and less valuable to us because without drainage, there's no value in it.
Farmers point out drainage is what turned this area from swamp to productive acreage in the first place. Starting in the late 1800s, massive ditching projects drained hundreds of thousands of acres. The ditches emptied into rivers, which carried runoff downstream. Sometimes the rivers themselves were dredged, deepened, their beds smoothed out to carry more water. So it was with this river, the Thief, for which the city of Thief River Falls is named. In 1910, 13 miles of its banks were cleared of trees, its bottom scooped clean. It got a new classification, State Ditch 83. It became the center of a drainage system serving 1,000 square flat miles. But as decades passed, the Thief began to regenerate. It remembered its old life. It formed sandbars, grew elms and cottonwoods and bur oaks on its banks, and it slowed down. Today, regional DNR hydrologist Nate Dallagher doesn't see a ditch, but a river.
You know, I see the sun setting, falling snow, large mature trees on the riverbanks, flowing water. It's quiet and serene and beautiful.
Dallagher agrees the river, or ditch, doesn't move water as fast as it used to, but he says there are at least two reasons to think hard before going ahead with the project. First, it could be dangerous for the flood-prone cities downstream, Thief River Falls, Red Lake Falls, and Crookston, and eventually cities on the Red River as well.
When you know that you're increasing the capacity of the channel, and you know that downstream communities are prone to flooding and were extremely close to having their levees overtopped, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to increase upstream flows without at least examining the issue.
The DNR sent warning letters to the mayors of those cities in the hopes, Dallagher says, of starting a public debate on the project. Because this section of the Thief is officially a ditch, it doesn't have the same protection as other rivers. Jurisdiction belongs to the Red Lake Watershed District, which can repair ditches without an environmental assessment. The DNR believes the Watershed District is putting the needs of 16 farmers over the interests of thousands of downstream residents. Watershed Administrator Lowell Enerson says the DNR is all revved up over nothing.
I really think the young area hydrologists in Thief River jumped the gun. I mean, right now we have a petition to look at it. We're looking at it. And by having a state agency putting out a letter trying to scare everybody, I think that's totally uncalled for.
Enerson says there's no denying farmers need good drainage, nor that the ditch needs cleaning, though maybe not the full-blown, multi-million-dollar dredge treatment the petition requests. As for the downstream communities, Enerson says the watershed is acting responsibly. An engineer will soon start surveying the ditch to see just how much the flow would increase. But the survey itself is the other snag in the project. In the next few weeks, a logger, hired by the Watershed District, will remove an 11-mile strip of woods on one side of the ditch for visibility and access to study the waterway. But those woods haven't been cut in 87 years. Deer browse there. Mink and fox move up and down the shoreline. People hike and hunt and picnic. Several miles downstream from the Rodal farm, landowner Loyal Dyrud says it's time to let the river be a river again, not a treeless ditch.
When our families moved here, it was a river. It was a beautiful river, small river. This is the remarkable thing. When Atchard was dredged, my mother said that for 40 years, it took 40 years for the trees to grow up and cover that unsightly gash.
Dyrud and other landowners against the project say they weren't notified of any meetings to discuss the petition. They say they only found out about it 2 weeks ago, and the logging contract had already been let. At the Watershed District, Administrator Enerson says he understands their feelings about the logging, but if it's a question of aesthetics versus function, there's no doubt where the law comes down.
They have to realize that this is not a river, this is a ditch, and I think if you look at most ditches throughout the state of Minnesota, usually you don't see trees growing, in the banks. When you buy a piece of property and you're going to build a home on a river, you better make sure it's not a ditch, that it's a river. This is some of the problem and some of the controversy right now, is people don't realize that.
The Watershed District plans to go ahead with the logging and survey of Ditch 83, after which it will decide whether to redredge. Loyal Dyrud says he and other landowners will try to convince the district not to cut along the waterway, and if they fail, will consider a legal challenge to stop the project. Leif Enger, Main Street Radio.